It's the kind of event amateur astronomers dream of. One of the brightest supernovas in the last century is now visible. As Daniel Hajek reports, supernova 2011 FE is bringing out the stargazers.
Saturday night, in the desert town of Yucca Valley, California, 2 hours east of Los Angeles, far away from the big city lights, the town's community center parking lot is buzzing with a group of excited backyard astronomers like Carolina Lichtenstein.
I spend hours every night with my dog and maybe some popcorn and just look at the stars. I haven't turned on my TV lately. I get goosebumps.
Lichtenstein's guides for tonight's stargazing are two professional astronomers, Paul McCudden and Dean Arvidsson, who've set up three highly sensitive cameras that look like giant telescopes. They're projecting the images onto a large screen.
Tighten up the focus a little. Yeah, very nice.
By day, they teach courses in physics and astronomy at Los Angeles City College. But tonight, Arvidsson and McCudden take to the mic and play tour guides of deep space.
This is probably, you know, a few billion stars right there. Yeah. And then that one single star can be as bright as a few billion stars.
This supernova is just above the Big Dipper. It's a type 1A, meaning it formed from a thermonuclear explosion of a white dwarf star.
There we go. We're starting to get an image. The spiral arms of 101.
That's Messier 101, the pinwheel galaxy. And within that galaxy, McCudden points to a faint speck of light, the supernova. The crowd leans towards the screen.
This is pretty rare. You don't see supernovas this bright very often.
This is the fifth brightest supernova in the last 110 years.
That's Dr. Peter Nugent from Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory. He was looking at that same galaxy this past August when he discovered the supernova, just hours after light from the explosion reached Earth. One like this has never been caught that young. And Nugent says, astronomically speaking, it's really close.
The supernova is only located 21 million light years away. We have had only about a half a dozen type 1A supernova in the past century that have been as close.
So it's a pretty special moment for the people standing out here in Yucca Valley, like Crescencio Garcinella from Landers, California. Seeing it makes him feel like an explorer himself.
Like Christopher Columbus, you know, just gaze and wonder how gigantic this universe is and we're part of this.
Supernova 2011 FE will last for more than a decade. But it won't stay this bright. Within the next week, the light that took 21 million years to reach Earth will fade out of view for amateur astronomers. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Hajek.
This is NPR News.